Isaiah chapter 7. This took place in the days when Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, was king of Judah. Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, marched up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but they could not capture it. The house of David was told, "Aram has allied itself with Ephraim." The heart of Ahaz trembled, and the heart of his people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear-Jashub. Meet him at the end of the water channel from the upper pool, on the road that goes to the launderer's field. Tell Ahaz, 'Get control of yourself and remain calm. Do not be afraid. Do not lose your courage because of these two stubs of smoldering torches. Do not be afraid because of the fierce anger of Rezin, Aram, and the sons of Remaliah, even though Aram, Ephraim, and the sons of Remaliah have plotted evil against you and said, 'Let's go up to Judah and tear it apart. Let's divide it among ourselves and set up a king over it, namely this son of Tabeel.'" This is what the Lord God says. "Their plans shall not succeed. It shall not take place. Yes, the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, but within 65 years Ephraim will be broken into pieces so that it will no longer be a people. The head of Ephraim is only Samaria, and the head of Samaria is only Remaliah's son. If you do not stand firm in faith, you will not stand at all." The Lord spoke to Ahaz again. He said, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Ask for it either in the depths below or in the heights above." But Ahaz responded, "I will not ask. I will not test the Lord." So Isaiah said, "Listen now, you house of David. Is it not enough for you to test the patience of men? Will you test the patience of my God as well? Therefore, the Lord himself will give a sign for all of you. Look, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and name him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse evil and choose good. Because even before the child knows how to refuse evil and choose good, the land whose two kings you dread will be forsaken. The Lord will bring on you, on your people, and on your father's house, days worse than any since the day that Ephraim broke away from Judah. The Lord will bring the king of Assyria. This is what will take place in that day. The Lord will whistle for the fly that is at the farthest end of Egypt's rivers, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will come and settle in the deep ravines, in the clefts in the rocks, among all the thorn hedges and in all the pastures. In that day the Lord will shave with a razor hired from the regions beyond the river Euphrates, namely the king of Assyria. This razor will shave their head and the hair on their legs, and it will also scrape away their beard. In that day a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep, and because of the abundant milk they give, he will eat curds. So everyone left in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day, in every place where 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver shekels were growing, there will be only briars and thorns. Hunters will go there with a bow and arrow, but all that land will be briars and thorns. They will no longer venture into all the hills that once were cultivated with the hoe, because you will be afraid of the briars and thorns, and the hills will be a pasture for grazing oxen, a land trampled by sheep." Chapter 8. The Lord said to me, "Get a large tablet, and write on it with a man's stylus, 'For Maher Shalal Hashbaz.' I also swore in faithful witnesses, Uriah the priest and Zechariah son of Jeberechiah. I approached the prophetess and she conceived and gave birth to a son. Then the Lord said to me, Name him Maher Shalal Hashbaz. For before the child knows how to say my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried away by the king of Assyria. Then the Lord spoke to me again and said, Because these people have rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah, and they rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, therefore the Lord is now about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the river, that is, the king of Assyria in all his glory. It will overflow all its channels, and it will flood all its banks. It will sweep onward into Judah. It will overflow and pass through the land. It will rise up all the way to the neck, and its wingspan will reach across the width of your land, Emmanuel. Be broken to pieces, you peoples. Be shattered. Listen, all of you from faraway countries. Dress for battle and be shattered. Dress for battle and be shattered. Get together, make your plans, but they will not succeed. Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. Listen, this is how the Lord spoke to me with a strong hand upon me. He instructed me not to walk in the way of this people. He said, Do not say a conspiracy about anything that this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be terrified. The Lord of armies is the one you are to respect as holy. He is the one you must fear. He is the one you must dread. He will be a sanctuary. But for both houses of Israel, he will be a stone they stumble over and a rock they fall over. And he will be a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over it. They will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.